So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I have to whisper the whole show now.
I don't know. That might make it worse.
Okay. I won't whisper.
And no, it's not because I'm hungover from the win over the weekend.
You know what? Don't call it a win.
What?
Don't call it a comeback.
That's definitely
the
what it was.
The Bears-Packers game.
It was insane.
Sucked.
It was insane.
And that's all I'm going to say
it
about that. 103.7 KISS FM. Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Oh, come on.
It's Allie and Deezy.
Good morning.
Buenos
Tell everyone
dias.
Why I'm whispering.
Listen, okay.
This is whispering for me.
We seem a little docile because there's a guest in studio, y'all. And it's because I had to bring my dog, our oldest dog at that, Hampton, mm-hmm. into the studio. And we're going to talk about it later on the show. She's doing okay. But she freaked us out this morning, to say the least. So we're just going to bring her in as a special guest and maybe interview her later to see how she's feeling.
Oh, when you texted me, I was like, bring her in.
Yeah.
And so now she's sitting in Auntie Allie's lap, even though she's supposed to be resting.
She's supposed to be sitting in her own bed, and
she
knows.
My niece dog, Hampton, is the cutest thing. What is she, like a wiener dog? What is Hampton?
She's a rat terrier.
She's a tiny little
the
thing.
The runt at that, too. So she's more like a chihuahua terrier, bro. More like it. Yeah, yeah.
And you have two dogs and a three-legged cat.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about you this morning, how many pets and just what a wild family you have.
We got a crazy family, and they're all wild.
Mm-hmm. But, Hampton's in here. We'll explain why your dog is here. Mm-hmm. Scary stuff this
morning. We'll talk about it on the show, but
a lot of stuff happening. I finally found the Christmas present I got you.
You found it?
On clearance.
Is that what you came in with?
And I brought it in because I spent hours looking for this thing. I'm talking hours.
I bought
Deezy a gift like a month ago on clearance, and then I hit it and couldn't find it, you guys.
You hit it from yourself too good.
I finally found it last night. I had to find it last night, and you'll understand why now.
Say less.
So that's coming up as well. Wait till you see what I found you. So we have a dog in the studio.
Yo.
Hampton's here. We've got a new week. We've got new concert tickets sending you to see Louis Capaldi.
Yeah.
And all new Am I the Jerks, all right? So why don't we play a song?
Okay.
Let Hampton.
Let's acclimate a little bit more.
Let's acclimate with your dog in the studio.
We got her some water. Her bed's here. Pete the Alley's holding her with
we'll
a blanket.
We'll tell you why she's here too later. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so we always talk about what we did over the weekend on the question of the day.
Yeah.
Mine was very uneventful. I spent a lot of time cleaning, looking for the present I bought you a month ago. I mean, I tore up the whole house, dude.
You dedicated the weekend to it.
And I found it.
Got it. Worth it.
So,
mission accomplished.
I cannot wait to give it to you. We'll have to turn the cameras on when I give it to you.
All right, say less.
And then I'll give it to you on the show this morning. So, I spent a lot of the time clearing out my house looking for this gift.
And founding.
And in the meantime, I ended up throwing a lot of stuff away, organizing my life, things like that.
So you did a little New Year refresh, if you will. That's good.
Justin from West Dallas texted in, by the way. He said, I found a Christmas present I forgot to wrap and give my daughter over the weekend while I was cleaning the house. Justin, you and I are spirit animals.
Look at y'all. Kindred spirits.
We're both finding old presents to give. But I mean, who are we?
Now it becomes a fun reward in the new year, bro. Come on now. Think of the trade-off. I love it.
I will say the one other thing I did this weekend that should be noted is Hudson asked me if him and his friend could go to Target. And I went, for what?
For what?
And he goes, just because.
I need that Target.
I go, what are you up to? What are you up to at Target? I don't know what you're up to, but you're up to something.
Yeah, you can't be out there by yourself
at
Target.
Didn't ask me for any money. Just wanted to go to Target. I thought, something's weird.
Oh, he's stealing.
Yeah, exactly.
He ain't got no money.
Thank you. So I went and picked his friend up, and we got to Target in West Dallas, and he goes, wait, you're coming in? I go, of course I'm coming in. It's Target. I'm not leaving you here. Where would I go?
It's Target.
I'm going to Target.
I also want to be here.
So we get done, and his friend wants. His friend goes, I got $40. I go, oh, there it is.
Okay.
They come out of Target with all this candy.
Mm.
And then Hudson says, oh, no, it's not mine, it's his. But yet Hudson conned his way home with a whole bag of Skittles. He got his friend. So Hudson basically had his friend and
Buy him some candy.
That's while a good friend. I drove.
That's
like,
a good friend.
Y'all,
good
dude.
Mom.
I was on to him, dude, conning his mom. We want to go to Target. Come out with all candy.
Plenty candy, bro. I mean, I remember those days, though. It's a nice time.
I'm just
come
glad
on
he
now.
Has friends. Okay,
that part.
If he wants candy, fine at this point. I'm just glad they have friends. That's how parents feel.
Not mad at him, man.
All right,
not mad
so
at
what'd
all.
You do this weekend?
We did a lot. Same. A lot of cleaning this weekend. Mm-hmm. Ran through the house up and down. You know, tried to reorganize the house after every single day with 2 and 4 year olds in your house.
Doesn't it feel like the middle of January is just like a weird time? There's not a lot going on, you know?
We hit the shops, right? Like we did our mass haul where we go to like Sam's and then Walmart and Target.
Oh, yeah, I did that too. A lot of shopping.
Store.
A lot of shopping.
You did that backlog of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we did watch the football game. We went over to the homie. Ryan
I don't know
Angelo's.
What you're talking about. Never heard of it.
You missed it?
No, it's okay.
I'll tell you about it. It was a comeback. And,
yeah, I never heard of it. Ashley from Germantown said, bear down. Ashley, I'm going to have to block
you
now.
Hey, Ashley. What up?
Going to have to block you from the text line now. So
Such
thanks for playing. Have a nice life.
I forgot my cheese.
You know what? Forget you. See the guy with the cheese shredder? How did that guy get through with the tree? How did he get through security with a cheese shredder?
More than one person made it through. Must not be metal. Bro, it was so good. It was so good. Honestly,
the ending
crazy.
Was crazy.
The
that's
ending was crazy.
Sure.
Just
that's
a crazy
sure.
game overall. I'm not even talking trash. It's just wow.
Yes,
it, what
you
a
are.
Game. What
it's
a game.
Fine. Whatever.
What a game.
All right. What did you guys do this weekend? Stephanie from Jackson said, very sad weekend. We had to say goodbye to our fur baby. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have read that
I'm
one.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Bad timing as I'm holding DZ's dog in my arms because she had a little seizure this morning.
She's,
oh, wait, I'm not supposed
okay.
to say that yet.
It's all right.
Sorry. I blew our load.
It's okay.
Oh, God. I forgot where I was and what I was doing. You know how that is.
What'd y'all do this weekend, man?
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Oh my gosh, Javi from West Dallas feels my pain. He said, my wife has a bag with a few gifts and we have torn up the house looking for it and still have not been able to find it to this day. Javi, I feel you because I got DZ this gift a month ago and then I hid it and I couldn't find it. I tore up my house yesterday and I found it. So
finally.
You're going to get it on the show today.
I'll
even
wait.
Though I don't really want to give it to you. I'll give it,
what?
You know what? I'll give it to you after What Would DZ Do? 7:25.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Good. That sounds fine.
I'll
yeah,
give
I
you
can
the
wait.
Gift. I finally found it.
I'll
so
just peek in the bag.
30
until
minutes
then.
Or so, I'll give you the gift.
Word.
It's so messed up. I
say
can't
less.
Even believe it.
Nah,
okay, so
less.
Javi, I feel you. Let's go to the phones. We're talking about what we did this weekend. We're not talking about any football games.
No, that's fine.
So don't even bring it up, Allison and Racine,
yeah,
if you come
people,
on.
Some people didn't watch any football this weekend, and that's okay. That's okay.
Fine with me. Autumn in New Berlin said, lots of deep cleaning and football.
Yeah,
but
buddy.
Allison and Racine, she called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Allison.
Good morning.
Morning, buenos dias.
I'm trying to stay calm since there's a dog in my lap right now. Can you tell?
It's a therapy dog at that. Not
my
really.
Emotional
jokes.
Support jokes. Dog.
She's none of those things.
Allison, what'd you do this weekend?
Okay, so we had a fun day with some stuff. We did some cleaning around the house.
Yeah.
I found a present for my mother-in-law that I bought 3 years ago.
What's with all these people finding gifts presents this weekend? Did I start a movement?
It's a present she got from somebody 3 years ago, bro. 3 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insane.
You're kidding me
now. It's funny. So I'm like, the problem, I guess it was 2 years ago. It's when Jimmy Buffett died.
Oh.
So it's a Jimmy Buffett-related present because she loves him.
Got it.
Like, well, this sucks because now we're 2 years later.
Can't even use these.
Well, I found mine just in time, and that'll make sense when I give it to DZ. Trust me.
And then on the same dog theme, I have a little Shorty, and I have been grooming her since COVID. So my skills are becoming exceptional.
Ooh.
So I groomed her yesterday, so she looks like a little princess.
Look at you, you little dog groomer.
A little wash and wax, if you will.
Everybody's got a side hustle.
Everybody needs one
in 2026. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a thing, you know? So,
don't hang up on me, Allie, but I did watch a football game.
Goodbye. Ooh. Talk to you later. See you now.
Allison.
Listen, I just have to say it. I went to a game and was surrounded by Packer fans.
Yeah.
In my Bears jersey.
Yeah.
And with the exception of one or two, it was very respectful.
It was.
I kept hearing the entire game.
So nobody cares. Goodbye, Allison.
Uh-huh.
Good talk. So you went to a game in your Bears jersey. You lost me. I stopped listening.
And everyone looked at me like I was crazy as I screamed, go Bears.
Yeah, goodbye.
Where about?
And they're doing it right now, wondering why I haven't hung up on you yet. That's what they're going to scream at me later for this. And that's because I can't reach the phone because I have a dog in my lap. You're lucky,
it's
Allison.
It's because DZ got control of the phone. We love you back.
Let's go.
We appreciate you, dog. Love. Bear down. Bye.
Dawn in Muskego texted in and said they found out they need a new roof this weekend. Stupid homeowning.
Wait until spring. Just do it.
Nick in Waukesha said, my daughter Izzy and I went to Crush Fitness and signed up, and we worked out this weekend towards our new weight loss goals.
Good for y'all. Clap it up for that for sure.
And then Shoop texted in and said, we went to see Song Sung Blue, and I cried like a baby. Ah,
of course you did.
The movie with Kate Hudson and Hugh Jackman about the Milwaukee cover band, mm-hmm. Thunder and Lightning, the mm-hmm. couple, is so good. So go check it out if you haven't seen it. Based on it, it's tons of Milwaukee references. You'll love it.
It's for the city. Mm. No, yeah, you still got to check that out.
Lindsay's in Muskego. Let's find out what she did this weekend.
Our Lindsay?
Yeah.
One got a theme song?
We have a lot of Lindsays, but this is one of
them. This is one. There's like 15 Lindsays.
We have a lot. And I never know if they're an AY or an EY, and I can never find them.
Lindsay's,
anyway,
y'all are
Lindsay.
So complicated.
God, why can't it just be...
Good morning,
fam. What up, dog?
What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, on Saturday, we had my son's 6th birthday party with his family.
Aww.
And it was Zootopia and Topia 2 themed.
I wanted to know,
that.
What's the theme nowadays when you're throwing parties for a 6-year-old Zootopia?
Makes sense.
Biggest Disney movie, grossing movie of all time now, Zootopia 2.
We heard it. I was hoping it'd be on Prime by now, but I don't know why it's not.
Because they're still milking it. That's why. They're milking it at the box office still.
Just
that's
came
why,
out,
girl.
What are you talking about?
They're going to get that bread up out of them.
So did Wicked, though, and Wicked's already on Prime.
Exactly, because Wicked didn't make the numbers that Zootopia did, which should tell you something. Maybe one was enough.
No
offense, Ariana.
Ding, 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 ding,
I was good with one.
But celebrating a birthday is also fun. No, that's so cool. 6 years old is big.
Well, happy birthday to your 6-year old.
Thank you. And then on Sunday I went to my grandma's, and she was going through some of her stuff, kind of giving things away that she doesn't necessarily want anymore, but also doesn't want people fighting over when she is, longer.
When she's gone. Yeah, sure.
So my cousin and I were kind of going back and forth about different animatronics that meant things to us.
Are you kidding me?
You fought with your cousin already.
Yeah.
Exactly what your grandma was trying to avoid. Lindsay, come on, dog.
We weren't fighting over the animatronics.
We were just like, if you take that one, I think I'll take this one if you're okay with it. It was very cute and reasonable. It wasn't like...
Wheeling and dealing. Wheeling and dealing.
You
know,
you have like a 6-year-old birthday party, and then you're thinking about the next person to die and what you're going to take from them. Oh, the circle of life.
Oh,
boy. All right, Lindsay and Muskego. go. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You.
Bye.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Love.
All right. Last but not least, Roger is calling from Milwaukee.
This guy.
Look at all our theme song holders calling in this morning.
Bright and early.
Good morning. LD, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the LDR. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Let's go.
Good What's morning, on, Roger. You know, I thought of you this morning. I saw the trash man because Monday's my trash day, and you were a trash
retired trash
in
man
in Milwaukee for 100 years, and you know where everything's buried. Mm-hmm. So I thought of you, Roger.
Yes. He said, let's check out the trash.
I got a good story for you guys. What? Good story.
What?
Okay, check it out. So I go to Rocky Rococo's Friday.
Yeah.
The wife goes, hey, go get a pizza from Rocky's. I said, okay. So I went and grabbed the pizza. I ordered it, but I wanted the super slice. So I got me a slice and waited for the pizza.
Go on.
Check out. So I'm walking with the super slice in my hand to grab the pizza. A little kid bumped me and my pizza fell out my hand.
Oh, no. Slow motion.
Dirty Brat Brian.
He's bringing up Am I the Jerk from Friday. Wait,
did you pick it up and eat it?
Oh, no.
You a fool.
Roger, you can't because of the marinara sauce. It makes everything dirty. Messy. If it was dry, you could have picked it up. And you know what makes me sad for you is it was a super slice, not even a regular. You had a big one.
I almost died.
Yeah, I would have cried. I would have cried for sure.
Well, you know why I'm crying? Because now I want Rocky Rococo.
Oh, man. Roger.
No, I'm hungry. Don't you dare bring me the slice off the ground. No, thank you. Don't you dare.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All righty, DZ, what's the problem today?
Well, I'm just going to have to hijack this one.
Okay.
We got a problem today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've
any vets
been
out there?
If you've been listening,
any vets in the Hills Corners area?
Since we first got here, you know our dog's in the studio. Mine and my wife's our family dog, Hampton. She's our oldest, over 10 years old. I think like 12 now.
She's
but
sleeping.
Here's the thing, man. I woke up to like the sounds of rolling and moving and thrashing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought it was Danny, our 2-year old son, because he's not feeling great. He's got a little cold, so I was like, maybe he's at the door rolling mad. Whatever. It wasn't our kids. I look over and in my blind Velma from Scooby-Doo eyes, see our dog on the floor, thrashing hard. I'm like,
and
what's
Hampton's
going on?
Little. How much does Hampton weigh?
Hampton weighs maybe 10 pounds, bro.
Yeah.
10 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? Like 11 on a fat day, right? Like if she ain't good, right? But she's a small dog and I'm like, what? Is she rolling around? I'm like, Hampton, stop. She's not responding. I'm like, Hampton, stop. I mean, I raise my voice. I'm like, come on, man, quit. You're going to wake up the house.
And so funny. She's trying to sleep and every time you say her name, her eyes pop open, then she closes them again, and then they close again.
She knows I'm telling the story because I'm not looking
so
at her.
She's so cute. Okay, go on.
But I'm like, wait, what's going on, right? I can't see her. I don't got my glasses on. It's dark in the house. I'm like, Hampton, quit. All of a sudden, she snaps out of it and runs to her bed. I'm like, oh, that was weird. That was really, really, really,
she wasn't
really
like,
weird.
Just like scratching her back or something?
Nope. I got close enough to see she wasn't just scratching her back or something. I'm like, dang. I got to thinking going, maybe she was just having a seizure.
Has she ever had a seizure?
She's never had a seizure before.
No.
And then I start to freak out as like a dog parent, right? Because I'm like, uh-oh, this is new. This is
scary.
Different. This is weird. She is a senior dog being now basically 12 years old. Like, hold on. Hold on. Time out. What's going on? I approach her just to check up on her. Double make sure she's good. She had lost bowel control movement. So then it gave me a second indicator. Yeah, she peed and pooped in the bed. She definitely probably had a seizure. That's like a telltale sign. I looked it up. Trust me.
I was gonna say, never had a dog have a seizure.
I don't necessarily know what to do. She's seeming okay. So I looked at my wife and said, I think I'm gonna bring her to work. At this point, it had been over an hour since I'd been kind of watching her and checking her out. And I'm like, I'm gonna bring her to work because I got no other option. Yeah. I don't think, right?
Like, well, and then I got the text and you were like, I think Hampton had a seizure. I might bring her to work. And I'm like, oh, the poor baby, bring her in.
Kept watching her. She's already a somewhat skittish type dog, right? She's again rat terrier, tiny, more like a chihuahua. If you ask me, but all of 12 pounds on a given good day. So I'm concerned.
I don't even know why dogs have seizures. I have no clue what happened to your poor baby.
She's never had one. We don't know. And I'm like, what would the vet even do? So I'm going, dog parents, pet people,
help.
Anybody with possible experience. Did your dog randomly start having seizures at like 12? 12 years old. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm just asking for what in your experience have you had, or if you're a vet tech or got some thoughts.
The phones are ringing already. Let's just go to them because you know I want to know what people have to say. Pick up line one. Why not? We're going to find out what advice they have. Hi, Kiss FM. Good morning. Turn your radio down. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bree from Dousman.
Hey, hello, Bree and Dousman, you've called before.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl. Yeah. So you hear DZ's talking about Hampton, his little dog, not a puppy.
Like, she's a senior dog.
She's senior.
Ben, I'm convinced she had a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely. Yeah. And we don't have any experience with it, so I'm going, I don't know, man.
Bree, are you a vet? Are you a dog owner? Talk to us.
I am a dog owner, and actually my dog, her name is Brandy. She's almost 12 and a half. She's actually Brandy. Epileptic.
Oh, okay.
Aww. So I am honestly, we've been dealing with her seizures now for almost 7 years, come June.
Dang.
And it's definitely a scary thing to see a dog have a seizure because they're so helpless.
Mm-hmm.
But does it sound like that's what happened to DZ's dog by what he explained?
Yeah, I would guess so because basically, like, when our dog has a seizure, she kind of, she'll, like, fall down, kind of, and then kind of, like, they're, like, paddling. Almost looks like they're, like, doggy swimming on their side.
Yeah. It was weird.
Like you said, thrashing around.
She was thrashing around. Yeah. I'm like, Hampton, are you dreaming?
Around.
Nope, she wasn't dreaming.
They'll chomp their jaw. They'll drool a lot. Aww. And then when the seizure stops, usually most seizures, they're less than a minute. If they end up being more than a minute, you typically want to take them to the vet.
It was 40 seconds max, dog. Seriously.
Yeah.
I heard a thud. Quick. I thought it was the boys. Nope, it was her.
Yeah. And then they're usually a little disoriented because unlike a human, or sometimes humans, I guess, too, they completely, black out. They don't know. And then, they lose.
And they can't talk.
Right.
And so you don't even know. It's like a baby. They can't talk. So you don't know what they're thinking.
They're not
going
to go, Reacher. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm blacked out. Like, they can't tell you that.
And she's, literally, it's going to sound crazy, but she went from thrashing to immediately darted to her bed. And I was like, oh my God, what just happened?
Yeah.
What just happened?
So they get, super disoriented because they also don't know what just happened. Like, they have no idea. But, then they'll have to go to the bathroom. So usually we run our dog outside right away. She obviously is on prescription because she gets it more on a regular basis.
Yeah. You guys know it's a thing that she happens. But I was scared. I didn't want to touch her. I was like, maybe I shouldn't move her. She seems to be at least in her bed, bro. My gosh.
Yeah. She's okay.
Yeah, the biggest thing is if this does happen again, or for anybody that hasn't experienced it yet, you have to keep your hands and stuff away from their mouth because they will bite down and clamp on, and they won't let go because they're in this
seizing
state of mind. Yep. So, and it's not like a person where you have to worry about their tongue or anything like that. No,
okay.
Don't touch their mouth. Just kind of keep them, pet their body and, say it's okay.
Dude,
kinda keep them
I would
calm.
Think she was a vet right now.
I swear.
If she told me, I would let you lie
so
and
much.
I believe you.
No,
trust me right now, Bree.
Her dog's epileptic. She's got this experience. 7 years deep.
That's good. That's good stuff. Thank you for calling so much. All good.
Good luck for Hampton. Hopefully she gets well and doesn't experience him anymore. So.
You hear that, Hammy? Hopefully
she's already asleep,
done.
Dude. I'm watching her over here. She's got her eyes shut. That's how comfy she is.
I keep looking at her, man.
She'll be very sleepy probably for the remainder of the day because it does take a lot out of them. So
yeah.
Just let her get her rest. And
I've dog sat my niece. I've dog sat this dog and she sleeps a lot anyway.
She's a sleeper. We brought her little dog pillowcase thing. That's it's like a sleep-in dog slipper basically, and she's
like
cool. We call it her cave. So I think she's okay. She's warm and cuddled, and Titi's holding her and all that good stuff. So
yeah, he was like, right. "Is she okay? Is she shaking?"
I'll take all the advice though.
If she does have another one within 24 hours, you should take her to an emergency vet because when a dog has a seizure, it affects their vital organs like their liver and kidney, and they can overheat, and then it basically has their organs shut down. So if she does have...
Should I be taking her to the vet, period?
No, don't Bree, enough. We said after one more than DZ. You've calmed him down. Don't get him riled up again.
More.
Thanks for... Nope. Goodbye, Bree.
Bye, Bree. I want more advice after that dog.
No, you don't. She was doing good, and then
I'll take it.
You know, when I'm giving advice and then I overshare and it goes left, I'm like, stop.
No, I want advice from other people. Bree got it. Bree held it on the front end. Who else?
Tammy and Racine texted in and said, my dog was perfectly fine. I came home. She was super excited, had a seizure, just kind of fell over, took her to the vet, and they're going to say, watch her and see if it happens again and how frequent, how long it is. And then from there, they most likely would possibly prescribe medication. So, okay, the phones are going crazy because everybody wants to chime in. DZ woke up to his dog Hampton having a seizure. Yeah. He's never happened before. He doesn't know what to do. So she's in here now. Hi, Hampton.
Joined us for work. We got a guest in
Auntie
the studio.
Allie loves you. Oh, she wagged. Look at her trying to she wag gave a little her wag. Little tail.
Look at,
oh,
even the wag looks tired, though. You see that?
She's tired. She's like, love you, too.
I'll be saying I don't care about these dogs, and then here I am bringing them into the studio.
You, of course you care about. You're
obviously,
such,
I care. You know what I mean.
I know.
You know what
you're
I mean.
Such a dude.
I'll take the advice, though.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
She's so perfect. Look at your little dog, Hampton.
She's okay.
Aw, she wags her tail at me when I say she's so perfect. Yep, I see you, girl.
She likes to be gassed up for sure.
I don't blame her.
She
me
needs
too.
It today,
me
though,
too,
man.
Hampton.
She had a rough morning.
Yeah.
She had a rough morning. We think our dog had a seizure, man, and she's, you know, about 12 years old. We've had her for a while and woke up this morning. She's a rat terrier, more like a
12 pounds.
More like a chihuahua, if you ask anybody that
sees
her.
She's one of those dogs that, like, she'll get in your lap under the blanket, and she's so little, she's just a little cocoon in your lap. And
you forget,
like,
she's there.
You're like, how can she breathe?
You forget she's there, but yeah. And she loves it. She's one of them pocket dogs for sure.
Aww.
She's just not quite a teacup, right? But long story short, we think she had a seizure this morning. She's given all the telltale signs. She lost control of her bowels after having thrashed around for about, like, you know, 40 seconds, I would say. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because woke me up out of nowhere. And it was loud enough to where she probably fell off the couch or something. And, oh, just scary, y'all. Just scary. Mm-hmm. Don't know what else to say.
Let's go to Lori, OG Lori, because she is our dog lady, we like to call
her. She is the dog lady.
She, like, goes nowhere without her dogs. Like, doesn't leave the house without them.
Dogs don't go nowhere without
They're
her
attached.
Neither. For real.
Hey, Lori.
Good morning, Wepa.
Wepa, fam.
Oh,
you know this is
stressed.
You know this is a little stressful, and you know I know you know.
Girl.
That's how I lost my Aussie in August.
I know. We know. I remember talking about it.
I don't even need to see what your dog did. I will tell you right now, absolutely 1,000%, that was a seizure.
You think so? I would trust
Absolutely.
Your experience in it. It was just weird, man.
Absolutely.
Never having
they
happened.
They will lose control of every bodily function. Yeah.
Did
and,
you,
I mean,
what, so your dog had one, and then what happened? After? Did it have a second one, or then it
well,
just died immediately?
Here's his course of events. He didn't have his first seizure until we had celebrated. Like, he was like a year and a month old, and all of a sudden he had a seizure. I kind of dismissed it because I have Alaskan Malamutes, and at the time it was hot outside. It was summertime.
Heat stroke,
so
stuff
I
like
thought
that.
Maybe he got right some heat stroke.
Heat exhaustion.
And I know a seizure when I see one. My brother's had them his whole life.
I've seen people have a seizure. I've held people having a seizure. I've never seen a dog have a seizure.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of dismissed it, but kept an eye on him because I figured maybe he's overheated. Mm-hmm. He was 130 pounds of big fluff.
Mm.
And Malamutes, you know, they get overheated very easy in the summer.
Especially in the summer,
so
right.
So then all of a sudden, 2 months later, he had another one. But now this was the end of October, and I'm like, okay, this is not heat stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Took him to the vet. They did his blood work. Everything came back negative.
Mm, so normal.
And the vet was like, well, you know, did he, you know, get into something? Did he eat something he shouldn't have, like chocolate or
food can cause a seizure?
Maybe. Look, our friend Callie just wrote in. She said the body being tired after a seizure is really common. So if you notice that he's lethargic, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Anything. I mean, you have to, like, that's why, like, there's a lot of new dog bakeries because even xylitol, which is like a sugar substitute
that is
for, you know, if you're watching your sugars, you know, they're starting to put that in like cakes and cookies and stuff. So even if you think you're giving your dog, you know, a harmless
treat,
cracker, anything, you know.
She said this is what else my friend said. She said, and people we think about seizures are provoked or unprovoked. Provoked meaning there's something that causes it. High pressure in their brain, electrolyte disturbances. Unprovoked would be an epilepsy sort of situation, which is what most people are telling you about on the air right now. So we're talking about people,
right.
But we're actually talking about DZ's
dog,
but
right.
We're talking about, you know, seizures in general. So
and are they the same between people and dogs, right? Oh. Like canine and human? Humankind?
Somewhat, yes. I mean, because especially with older dogs, you know, it could be, you know, the start of like kidney and liver disease. could be diabetic, you know, or an,
could
like
be.
Your friend said, an electrolyte imbalance.
This is what you got to do with the vet.
And she's disease. An old dog, right? So we're going to go to the vet, if I do take her, spend another boatload of money because they're going to do every test under the book between probably an MRI, some blood tests, some scans otherwise.
Hey, somebody texted in, how old's your dog, DZ?
12.
12, yeah. Okay.
Going all on right. 13.
Lori, we got more people on the phone, so I want to see what everybody else says before we run out of time. But thank you for calling. We know you've been through it,
course.
Lori.
Yep, I've
love
been.
And appreciate
so
you.
I wish you all the best in the world with the little one, man.
We'll update you.
My heart goes out to you. I know how that is.
We'll keep an eye on her. I mean, we got her here today. She ain't going nowhere. But thank you, Lori. We'll let you know how it goes. Thank you.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye. Love you back.
Ariana in West Dallas, our girl, said our dog's 13 years old and she just recently had a seizure and it's after she ate some bones. Did she eat something new yesterday?
She has not eaten anything new recently. Nothing that we've seen. And we also haven't introduced anything new into the house that would maybe get her into it. Yeah. No. So, no.
All right. Well, Kate the Great's on the phone in East Troy. Let's see if she has anything else to say. Hampton's so cute over there.
Morning,
hi, Kate.
Hey, DZ, my heart goes out to you. That's such a scary moment to have, and the unknown is so scary.
I was ready to yell at these kids to lay back down.
I just blew Hampton a kiss. She's laying on the couch, and then she wagged her tail. I didn't say a thing. I just blew her a kiss, and she wagged her tail.
She's an affectionate dog.
I love dogs. Dogs are so smart, man.
Hampton gets it, for sure. But she's also got me scared. You ain't gonna lie, Kate the Great. But thank you. Thank you for your sentiment. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
But my dog was 11, and we were outside on the patio in the summer, and all of a sudden she had a seizure. I didn't know it was a seizure, but it was scary. The flailing, the foaming at the mouth, the whole thing.
Her mouth didn't foam.
We found out it was from a ground bee that she got stung by.
What?
So maybe your dog got a bite from a spider or something like that.
Huh.
That could have maybe.
Did somebody poison you, Hampton? Somebody try to get you high and mess you up?
There's so many different things that I'm hearing it could be, bruh. Like whether it's something that she's developing health wise, she could have just ate a random little piece of anything. A bug?
She's not even barking. She's the barker out of your
She's
two
the
dogs.
Barker.
She's not even barking this morning. She's just chilling.
You walked in. She didn't make a noise. But
no, she knows me.
She hasn't made a noise all morning, Brent. She's normally the reactive dog. She's a barker.
She's exhausted. I can see her over here.
She's exhausted.
Well, she's
that
opening her eyes as we're talking about her, and then she's trying to keep them open, and she goes back to sleep. Yeah. Oh, honey. Oh, look at
you just got to keep her
keep
close
an eye
and
on
keep
her
tight.
We're about to turn these lights down and really put her to sleep,
whatever. If you turn the lights down, though, I might go to sleep.
We might go to sleep.
With that, then I'm okay with that.
Never mind, Kate. Oh my gosh. Your advice, keep an eye on it and keep it moving or what?
Yeah, I guess. What else are you going
to
do?
Keep an eye on it. You know, and if it happens again, then I would say get a vet. But that first bill to go to the vet for them to tell you nothing is very
might
frustrating.
Be a waste.
Frustrating.
Well, So we're going to keep an eye on Hampton this morning. We'll get an update tomorrow. And then coming up next, I finally found your Christmas present.
Oh, snap.
So something that hopefully lifts your spirits this morning, DZ, because I found it and I hit it and I looked for a month now. I finally found it.
I could use it. I ain't gonna lie. A little pick me up for the morning.
It's coming up next. Hold on. I don't know what's going on with our cameras. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
We trying to figure it out, bro.
Whatever, dude.
We're gonna do what we can.
Whatever. Okay. So it's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
On a Monday.
Wepa.
And I have a big announcement, everybody.
Oh, do you now?
Mm-hmm. What's your announcement? Let me just stand up.
What's your big announcement? Is there a drum roll?
Let me just stand up. I got DZ a Christmas present, at least a month ago.
It was a while ago.
At least a month ago, okay?
It was a while ago.
And then I hit it, and I lost it.
You hit it from yourself. Mm-hmm. You lost it so good because you hit it from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who you were hiding it from.
I don't either, because I have all these vivid memories of, like, laying it on my, like, island in my kitchen.
Right.
And then moving it to a place where nobody's going to see it, right?
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, so I hit it, and now I'm like, where is it? I tore up my house all weekend, all last week. I went through every cabinet, every drawer. I went through all of my clothes. I thought maybe I hung it up. It's closed.
Oh, it's hangable. Okay, yeah. It's closed. Oh, you know, I'm a fashion-y
dude. Listen, I just want to say to our listeners, I would never buy this trash normally, but it was meant for you.
Really?
So even though I think this gift is trash that I bought DZ.
I'm so confused.
I love you, and it's meant for you.
Aw, how are you going to say
I
it's trash
it
I love
clearance.
You?
You'll understand.
You want me to open it now?
Yes.
Okay.
The cameras?
Okay. I mean, you know the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? See, remove this out of here. Dang, you really did wrap this bad boy.
Pull it out.
Whoa.
Pull
no
it
way.
Out.
No way.
Show it on the camera.
Lit. Nah, you don't even know. Hold on. This
I'm
is
so
crazy.
Annoyed.
This is
I
crazy.
Can't even believe I bought this. I can't even
Allie,
believe I put my money into this. This
Allie
is so embarrassing.
Me a Los Bears shirt, bro. Like, that,
so,
that's tough.
Okay, I knew
that's
you were
tough.
A Bears fan.
Right.
And then I found a Bears shirt in Spanish.
That's, I've never seen this. I've and never seen this in my life.
You haven't?
I've never seen this in my life. I've never seen this in my life. Like, I didn't know this existed.
This makes me so happy. And it's your size. What are the odds? Like, it's your size.
I ain't even checked the size. I don't care.
It's a 2X.
My
it's
dog.
It's a bear shirt in Spanish. And I said, oh my God, it says Los Bears Football Americano. And I thought, my Colombian bestie is going to freak out when I give him this.
And you're a Packers fan, G.
I know.
So it's like the fact that you even had this and held this in your hand and purchased this for me is huge.
It was
Thank
on clearance
you.
Because it's trash, but it was like meant for you.
No, it makes sense.
It
makes
so
sense.
Good on you.
G, and what's wild is if you missed it, our dog had a seizure this morning and it threw my whole plan off. I was going to come in here all rah-rah with my Bears jersey on, talking that talk. And then real life important things happened. And I respect the rivalry enough to go, listen, I'm not going to come in here antagonistic like that. Like, let's get this sorted. You'll go ahead, man. You know, that's Titi Alley. Go ahead. If she's okay with it, she's cool.
I wanted to make a debut on the camera.
Oh, yeah. You got to show her off. So that's our oldest pet. Or technically not our old. That's our oldest dog, not our oldest pet. Granted, it's our oldest pet. But yeah, she's about 12 years old. And
she's doing all right.
With everything that happened this morning, I didn't even think to throw on Bears anything. I was worried about my dogs, not the Bears, right? Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Did
this
I do good?
No, you did great. I love you, fam.
Feel
this,
like,
this lifted my spirit, bro.
Oh, you're the best gift giver. And so there I was shopping.
This is perfect.
It was on clearance. And I was like, why is this on clearance? And I was like,
because nobody wanted it.
Because nobody in Milwaukee wanted it. So
except for me.
Except for you. I was like, if this wasn't made,
El Colombiano with
it was
Los
made
Bear
for
shirt.
DZ.
Wow.
So, not love
for real.
You.
Like,
I hope that made
no,
your day.
Much, many, many,
so
all of
proud
the things.
Of me.
Thank you, fam. Like, I love you 10 times fold, and
I
already loved you before then, but this is like, you a real one for this, because you should not have bought this. I wouldn't have bought you no Green Bay nothing.
Maybe I shouldn't blow my load here, but I'm going to tell you. Do you know how much it cost? Can I
how
tell
much?
You how
tell
much
me.
It cost?
If this was a deal, steal, please, this is going to make it that much better.
It was on clearance. You ready for this?
Please say less than $5. $4?
$4.
Dude, you got to dap that up. No, you got to dap that up. You
got to
dap that up.
Sorry, Hampton's getting excited.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, yeah, we got to chill. We do got to chill her out. We do got to chill her out. I am the catalyst to get these dogs riled up at our house. Aaron will tell you every single time, so that's my fault, bro, because I'll get it animated, and then she's like, what's up?
Hampton's good. She's chilling.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Okay, so that
this
is
this ain't
what,
coming off body.
That's what I've been hiding
I'm
for
I'm leaving
a month.
The tags on it and everything, bro. I'm not. This is staying on body, son. What?
I was so proud of that purchase, and I thought DZ's going to love it. I just only left the what is that, the Fanatics tag?
You took the $4 tag off? you Hispanic.
But I took a picture of it so you would believe
Proof.
Me later.
I believe it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I've never seen any kind of bear shirt, and I've never seen a Packers
never.
Or bear shirt
never.
In Spanish. So when I saw it, I thought, God, that's made for DZ.
They sell merchandise, but you almost have to have it on specialty nights.
I
like
bet.
For example, like with the Bucks, right? They do Los Bucks stuff, Noche Latina stuff,
that's
different
right.
times. So when they do that, they'll drop merch. But this isn't like you find this regular degular. And I've seen other Los Bears or Los Osos stuff merch. I've never seen this one. So I got a one on one. If you ask me, for $4 too, steal.
I hope that made your day better.
It
Merry
made,
Christmas.
It made my day better.
In January. In the middle of January.
Merry January.
At least it was the I had
Merry
to,
New Year.
Do you understand, though, why I had to find it for today
yep.
after the Bears-Packers game? Like, and there was no way around it.
Nah, there was no way around
there
it.
There was no way around
it. Now you snap with this one, dog. You
now
snap
I feel better.
Yeah.
I feel like the saga has completed itself now. We found
Fair.
The gift I got for DZ. It was a Bears shirt in Espanol, Los Bears, Football Americano. It's made for you, even though it's trash because it's got the Bears on it. It's fine.
It could be a cleaning rag and, you know, soon enough, but it's going to be on body today.
And in your size.
In my size. What are
I
the
almost
odds?
Passed out when I found
what
it,
are the
dude.
Odds? What are the odds?
All right.
It's one of those it was meant to be. You
yeah.
right. Thank
okay.
you, G. Thank
well,
you.
Well, we are 7 minutes late, so maybe we should get into Am I the Jerk? Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so I need to know if I'm the jerk for something that happened to me at a local restaurant last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you sitting here buttering me up with, wow.
I know. I was buttering you up with gifts right before I asked if I'm the jerk on purpose. Okay.
I'll still say it.
So if you missed it, I got DZ a shirt that says Los Bears in Spanish.
This
because
is tough.
Even though the Bears suck, he likes them. And yeah, he's Colombian. Okay, so this is what happened. I don't think anything like this has ever happened. I feel like I got put in a horrible position by a local restaurant.
Ooh.
And then I was made out to be the jerk by the position I had to be in.
What's up with us getting put in positions by people in public, bro? Same thing happened to us this weekend. But
I want to be left alone. It was the day last week. I was having a rough day and Hudson and I went to the bookstore to, you know, just like a coping skill.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm having a rough day. Let's go to the bookstore.
Y'all went to HPB.
We did Half Price Books. And when we got done at Half Price Books, we wanted dinner. And he goes, let's roll through Cafe Zupas,
yum,
which is my spot, baby.
He knew what to say.
So we were in Brookfield, so they're all in that same shopping center on Blue Mound. So went in and made my order on the app. It said it will be ready in 8 minutes.
Perfect.
I said, great. It says pull up to the drive-thru. So they have one line in the drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
They have
okay.
a pull-ahead line, and then you can order. But
order
once
line.
You order, you're in line.
You don't got to wait.
Well, I pulled up to the window, and I said, hi, order for Allie. It's supposed to be ready at 5:52, and now it's like 5:54 or something.
I'm here.
And she goes, okay. And she goes, oh, you know what? Can you pull right up to the stop sign right in front of yourself, and then we'll bring it right out. And I'm thinking, so if I pull up to the stop sign, now somebody's behind me, but they can't get out. So why am I only pulling up to block the, it, like either you
oh,
have it or you don't.
It's only that narrow little space to get out.
She didn't have me pull to a to-go spot. She had me pull up and
to
block.
To the stop sign.
To the stop sign and block the people.
The exit.
And the rest of the people,
yeah,
in the drive.
Yeah, but you were blocking the rest of the drive.
So I'm like, well, she must be running it out before she serves the person at the window.
You're like, sure, let me, yeah, sure,
no,
whatever.
She did not. She gave the person at the window their food, who then pulled
behind
up
you?
And started honking at me. And I'm like, dude,
I can't leave, guy.
I've been waiting here for food that was supposed to be ready 10 minutes ago,
mm-hmm,
and she told me to pull here, not into a to-go spot, which I happily would have done, but then you have to cross the street, which is why she doesn't want to do it. The
oh,
worker doesn't want to do it.
It would have made it further for her to walk. Okay,
so
I got it.
The guy's honking at me now.
The guy behind you that
I'm
already got their food.
Him, and I get out of the car now after I wanted nothing but to just get my food and go home.
Go home.
I walk into the restaurant. Now, everybody's in there,
uh-huh,
and I go, hi, to the girl. I go, I'm waiting on my food, and now the guy's honking at me, and she goes, he's honking at you? All surprised. I go,
yeah.
And she goes,
dude wants to get out of here like
me. You
know
what she says to me? She says, well, I told him to pull up and that you'd be moving shortly. Who gives somebody their food in a drive-thru and then says, but hold on, that car in front of you is going to move in a couple of minutes.
Were they new?
I don't know. I was like, this isn't real. So I go into the, I walk in, you know, like I said, because she,
yeah,
and she's holding my food. She's holding the bags about to walk outside. I'm like, you did this wrong. You should have served me and then him, you dummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she messed that up. She had to have been new because
everybody's staring at me in the restaurant, and I'm like, where's our food?
I need my food, bro. You got me out here waiting. Now you tell the guy behind me to pull up to me that I'm leaving in a second when you still haven't even brought me my food out.
I ordered my food 10 minutes before this guy. I saw him ordering when I pulled up. I have ordered on the app.
I wouldn't have got on my car. I would have. I'm proving a point.
Yeah, but think about this.
Dude behind me has to see them bring me my food.
I had to look them in the eye.
Yeah,
and so when I get out of the car, he's going, what the hell? And I go, she told me to wait here.
Yeah, yeah.
So think about
yeah,
this. The guy in the car is going, I don't care. Move out of the way if mm-hmm. you're going to go inside. But I'm thinking, no, screw them. So as I walk inside, you know, and I grab the food from her, she's like, oh, I told him you'd be. She goes, she was all shocked. He's honking at you?
What
yes.
would you have done, Goofy?
He's honking at me.
He wants to leave.
You trapped him in the drive-thru for no reason whatsoever.
So what'd you say? What'd you say next?
So I took the food and I walked out and he's like, you know, yelling and they're all
dude,
he's going
still yapping,
off.
Going crazy.
The whole car's going off on me. The whole car hates me and I don't blame them because I look like a jerk because I didn't move. I went in and got my food and then I moved. And I was like, I'm not pulling across the street at this restaurant to go then walk in and get my food that should have already been handed to me before she served the car behind me. So I
arguably,
know it's a confusing story. But are you following?
Arguably, they told you not to do that, though. They said don't pull forward. They said stop at the stop sign and we're going to bring your food right up.
Yes.
So,
and then they didn't bring it. They served the guy behind me. And
so
then
no.
he started honking like, get out of the
get
way.
Get out of my way. No, I'm waiting for my food at the place they told me to wait for.
You don't
for.
Think I'm a jerk?
Man, only thing you're a jerk for is getting out the car.
I would have
made it the point.
They were honking so hard.
Ooh, you know I would have just flipped the bird to the dude behind me and then he would have felt bad when they saw them bring my food out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, see? stupid. Yeah. I was waiting.
Yeah. I don't know who.
I don't know.
Who's
but
in charge is what I want to know. What
I
the
get
hell?
Your concept of I need to go inside and look them in the eye and go, hey, there's a guy out here berating me.
I didn't know where to go if I didn't.
Yeah.
If I didn't go inside, where did I go? I wasn't told to go
this
anywhere. She wouldn't have been able to find me. So I'm like, I'm going in to get my food and this guy can wait. And now, but this guy's mad at me.
So,
like, I didn't even do anything and now I'm the bad. Are you seeing why I got put in a bad position by the restaurant?
Dude behind you had no clue what was going on and had his food and was ready to
go.
It's
like, get out of the way. And
for,
I'm like,
for all we know, let's just say he had some timely experience that he had to get to. And I would have myself gone, hey, can you move, please, maybe? Get out the way. Like, we're in a drive-thru for a reason. If you were going to go inside, I would have parked. He doesn't know that you were told to stop at that stop sign.
Thank you. He didn't care, though. He was
he
like, I don't care. Just move.
Yeah.
Somebody said the same thing happened to me at McDonald's. I did the same thing, and it was so embarrassing for me. Yeah, I was embarrassed. Like,
yep.
I was horrified because I had to get out while these people are yelling at me. And I'm like, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand.
I think the whole interaction is jerky. I don't think you're the one that did it, though.
I could have moved.
Could've.
And I didn't. That's why it's like, but I don't regret anything I did.
It wouldn't have been easy for you to move, if that makes any sense. It wouldn't have been easy for you to go park when they had literally told you, hold on, your food's going to be right out. Because say you did go move to let that guy get out the way, then that girl would have coincidentally, you know how the world works.
Yeah.
That girl would have walked out with your bags of food and been like, ah, you moved and I told you to stop right there.
Yeah, no, forget you.
You feel me?
Carl and Indy said, the store is the jerk for placing you in a bad place. You're not the jerk for putting yourself in the position like this. I swear, all I did was order my food ahead of time on the app, pull up at the appropriate time, and then get told to sit in the drive-thru blocking other people that they then gave food to, and then I get honked at as I'm waiting. I don't understand.
You ordered on the app to try to get ahead of it, and it still didn't work.
I know the store is a jerk. Don't get me wrong. Like,
sure.
I know they screwed up.
Sure.
The question is, am I the jerk for refusing to pull out of the way for the guy behind me who already got his food? Because I'd do it all. I would not. Again, I would not pull forward.
You made him wait because you had to wait,
yeah,
kind of.
And I had ordered way before him. Way before him.
Kind of.
My order was in when I pulled in and he was ordering.
You
my order should have been ready when he was placing his order.
I gotta hold you down because I don't think you were jerky for the reaction because you're like, this is on the restaurant. This isn't on me.
I know they are jerky for that, but the fact that I didn't move.
But the fact that you know.
Refused to move.
You could have gone, you know what? Ugh, screw it. That's the restaurant's fault. I'm parking. I'm going in. I'm still about to lay into him. Let me at least let this guy get out from behind me and not block the rest of the drive through. Because say there was another car behind him. Now you're blocking two people from getting out. Ooh, I can see how somebody could call you a jerk. It's just not me that somebody. I'm not that somebody.
Somebody said, you're not the jerk. The workers are. Yeah, I know. But am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward? 414-533-1037. I was blocking the guy behind me, and I was like, he's going to wait.
He's going
to
wait,
because
bro.
They told me to wait.
They told me to wait, so you going to wait, too.
Sorry.
They didn't tell you to wait?
I ordered my food 20 minutes before you, my guy. You're going to wait.
I wait. You wait, sucker.
All right. Am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward in the drive-thru? Since I was blocking the guy after they told me to block the guy.
Yeah, but you could have moved.
But I wasn't gonna.
You could have been courteous.
Mm-mm. We'll talk to you next.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Give me a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I want to know if I am the jerk for refusing to pull forward in the drive-thru when I was getting food with my son Hudson the other day, because basically they told me to pull up to the stop sign and said, we'll bring your food right out. But what they did was they served the car behind me.
So now the car behind you is going, okay, I'm ready to leave. Mm-hmm. Why is this car in front of me not moving? You're going, I was told the way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I want to know if I'm the jerk for how this all went down. So let's go to the phones. You know, I'm going to start with Courtney and Racine this morning.
Okay.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. What up, dog? Okay, am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward when the guy behind me got his food? Honestly.
Absolutely not.
Thank
because
you.
The restaurant, A, should have had your food ready.
True.
But people need to learn patience. Like, I understand it's a drive-thru, but he watched you walk in with no bag and watched you walk out with a bag.
That's also a fair point.
He was thinking, but yeah, but his thing was I should have pulled out of his way
so
because
that, yeah.
before I went in and got my food. And I was like, no, they told me to pull up to the stop sign. I'm not moving because then I would have to go. If there was somewhere easy to pull, it would have been different. It's literally
you gotta pull into the parking
that
lot.
Cafe Zupa's on Blue Mound. It's a horrible setup. Whoever designed it sucks. The Hooters used to be there. You can't park without walking across the street.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. As far as engineering wise, anyone
sure.
who goes there knows what I'm talking about. So I was yeah. not going to pull across the street to park because it was not, it doesn't work.
Well, then they would have had to walk across the street,
and that's
why
problem.
They told you not to park. Well, that's why they told you to park and not drive
yeah.
over to the parking lot.
Exactly.
Exactly. And
exactly.
not only that, I feel like when you get told to go in a to-go spot, sometimes they forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're True. Just sitting there for longer.
That's
so,
that's a valid point. They do be forgetting about you in that moment because they're serving now the next person and the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man, you blocking it. All
mm-hmm.
right. All right, Courtney.
Look, Courtney's. Thank
Not
you. You're a genius. Thanks for calling.
You're a genius.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you back. Bye.
All right, let's go to, oh my gosh, Gary in Sheboygan.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Wait,
people,
Gary?
You got to dust off the theme song.
This Gary?
All of a sudden, you throw a private party for the regulars and everybody starts popping up all of a sudden. Look at that.
Out of the woodworks.
Oh, Gary. Where you been?
Crazy.
I've been busy working.
I knew they were going to start popping up out of nowhere,
you
these regulars.
He's been delivering these packages. It's been your busy season, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. No, it's good to hear from
all
you,
right.
Gary. What up?
Am I the jerk for not pulling ahead in the drive-thru? She told me to pull up to the stop sign. I did. She then served the guy behind me, who then honked at me, wondering why I wasn't moving. But then she said, oh, I was about to bring your food out. I told him to wait.
You ain't got to be nice just because you ain't called him forever,
why should
Gary.
The guy behind me have to wait? It makes no sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
It makes zero sense.
I don't think you're the jerk.
Okay.
This reminds me of that one caller that called in about him not pulling up in the fast food line. He just denies it. That's what you should have done. You should have just been like, no, I'm not going to pull up and just stay there and wait.
Stayed there.
Yeah, the system is bad. Well, and honestly, she would have come out like, what, 2 minutes later? Because when I walked in, she was holding my bags of food.
She was getting ready to walk out.
She was like, oh, I was about to bring it to you. I told him to hold on. That's just, I don't understand. You got to turn the radio down, Gary. It's making me crazy. But I'm already agitated because of the whole situation. And now reliving it. No, it's not your fault. Reliving it is actually stressing me out again.
Really?
Because it was put me in such a messed up position.
It did put you in a weird
and
hole of like.
The only one who was distressed was me.
No, the guy behind you was distressed too. He'd had zero patience in that moment.
You know what I mean? The girl working was fine though. She was great.
She was shocked that anybody was honking. She said, "What?
What?
At honking?
No. I told him to wait."
Sure, you did.
God. All right, Gary, thanks for calling. I'll send you an invite to the party since you said I'm not the jerk.
Good to hear from you, man. Have a great day. Peace. Love, man.
All right. So am I the jerk for refusing to pull forward because they literally blocked me in? I had ordered my food on the app. It was supposed to be ready when I pulled up. I was still waiting 10 minutes past that. They served the guy behind me who pulled up and ordered on site. By the way, I saw it.
You saw it. You watched him order on site. I was going to say,
so
that's one thing.
Him before they even, the whole thing was not handled well.
Even less of a jerk because you had ordered on the app to try to get ahead of all of this nonsense. Another layer that really goes, man, you serve the guy that pulled up to the drive-thru before the person that ordered on the app to get up out of there.
Thank you.
Yeah. They should have a whole designated different area where you don't got to go through the drive-thru. You just pull up, say you're here,
well,
and they bring it up out
and
there.
And then they merge into one. It doesn't make any sense.
Two separate lanes. Yeah, but that's not a solution. This is am
I
the jerk.
You know, I love Cafe Zupas.
So it's delicious.
Maybe that's why I'm distraught. Because I love it so much, I don't want to deal with this nonsense. I just want to go there and have a good experience.
Good experience.
All right. Anna is calling from Milwaukee. Last but not least, all these regulars coming back in the new year.
All of a sudden, we get a party going down.
You can be a regular, too. You just got to call 5 days in a row, get your own theme song.
Like Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna. Good morning.
I try every day to get through. I can't get through.
Okay. Touche, girl. Touche.
I believe you. You're in, Anna. Don't worry. All right. Am I the jerk for not pulling up when they served the guy behind me and then said, just hold on. She'll be moving shortly.
You holding a broom or are you calling her jerk?
No, I'm holding the broom, not the jerk.
Thank you.
Sweep it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, the guy is the jerk. I mean, he knows you're going to pull up because you're waiting for your food. You're not just pulling up because you just want to sit there.
Check your phone real quick.
We both got put in bad positions by the store.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what happened. Yeah. She should have brought me my food, then handed him his. He would not have known the difference had she walked out and handed me my food, and then he would not have known.
Or somebody else
but
in the drive-thru
hand
hands
the food,
it.
Let him pull up behind me, honk. While she still hasn't brought mine out, makes absolutely no sense.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, okay. And he only got his food because they pulled you to the side.
Yeah, and it was easier for her to hand it.
Low key, Anna's right.
So
she didn't want to walk
been
outside.
Waiting behind you anyway.
Like Gary was saying, had you refused him and like, no, I'll wait for my food here and not move from the drive-thru, he would have known
and never
expected or known anything different. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sweep it out, dustpan it
all. Yeah, I love you now. Anna, you know what? Invites in the mail. See you soon. Goodbye.
See you this weekend. Bye.
All right. So it was, honestly, it was a bad situation all around. And I was like, I don't know much, but I know I'm bringing this up on the radio because I have never in a drive-through been put in a place to block somebody else by the restaurant.
And you can't get out
either. And then
I'm
standing there going, now what? Like, what do I do next?
Think of a road rager. Think of a road rager that like maybe would have like tried to move you out the way, let's just say, right? Because the world's a crazy place and you never know who's at Cafe Zupas.
It is. You're right. Well, I'm there, so I'm crazy. I mean, what do you expect?
I said the world's a crazy place. You never know who's at Cafe Zupas. Good thing you were in front, not behind.
Look, fix your system so that I can come there every day like I love to. Okay, thanks, Zupas.
That part.
All right, so let's give away these tickets, DZ. We have tickets. It's a new week, a new prize. Louis Capaldi is coming to the United Center April 25th of this year. So if you want to have a loving experience or you want to have a sad before you go, can see Louis Capaldi.
I'm not singing.
You want a good ballad on a Monday? 414-533-1037. I'm going to take caller 25. Good luck. No, I did not get a dog today. Somebody asked me why there was a dog in my lap. Well, we've had quite the traumatic morning on Allie and DZ, and DZ's dog had a seizure. We'll talk about it later because we already talked about it on What Would DZ Do?
Yeah, I got some advice from you guys. Thank you. But yeah, dog's in the studio because pup is sick, man. Had a seizure this morning. It was crazy.
My niece dog, Hampton.
Does not have a seizure disorder. Not something we've experienced before, so we're figuring things out.
Mm-hmm. But, she's sleeping now. She's tired. All right, let's pull up Emily in Milwaukee. Not our regular Emily, though.
I was about to hit a theme song, dog.
Hey, Emily.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. Did you hear Louis Capaldi is coming to the United Center in Chicago on April 25th?
I did hear.
Well, I have good news. You're our first winner. You're going.
Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome. You're going to go see Louis Capaldi at the United Center on April 25th. Two tickets for you, Emily. I have a theory, you guys.
What?
Emily and DZ, do you want to hear it?
What?
So I was looking at the Bruno Mars tour dates because we gave away Bruno Mars tickets because he's coming to Soldier Field.
Right.
In May.
Right.
June and July have no dates on them. Then he picks back up in August.
Interesting.
I got What's goosebumps. Your theory? What's I your got theory? Goosebumps. My theory is. I want to manifest.
You
it.
Want to jinx nothing?
I want Bruno to come to Summerfest because I think he could sell out Milwaukee and Chicago.
Crazy.
Without even
no
trying.
No question. No question.
So I'm getting goosebumps because if Bruno hits this, I will die. He might not, because a lot of times if they come to Chicago, they won't book him in Milwaukee.
Right.
He's not that guy.
He's
he
not
can
that
do
guy.
Both cities.
Easily.
Right.
He could probably do a little quick impromptu in Madison and sell that out too real quick.
Honest to God.
It's Bruno.
So I want to know why, you know, June and July are empty for tour dates and why it's very busy. I feel like there's a second leg getting announced later, if you know
Ooh,
what I'm saying.
If you're picking yeah. up what you're putting down, you say less.
I got goosebumps
say
thinking about
less.
It.
I like that.
You could definitely do it all. That's
starting
sure.
rumors.
I'm starting rumors. I can't back up. Okay. It's just
I mean, Emily said, listen, I just won these Lewis Capaldis, but I definitely tried again if y'all go ahead and announce something at some point in time for anybody
sure
else.
All right. Well, every day this week, we're sending someone to see Lewis Capaldi, but not without my conspiracy theory about Bruno Mars.
You know, I like me a good conspiracy, but I'm here
all
for
right.
it.
Emily, somebody will be in touch. Check your email, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Love you back. Have
Bye.
A great day. Bye.
Okay, so for those that just tuned in, your dog is in the studio. Look at her. Hampton's looking at me now. She's doing okay.
She's back and forth between sleeping and waking up, and thankfully she's pretty chill. But yeah, mm-hmm. man, our dog, I believe, had a seizure this morning. She's Aww. Our oldest dog, 12 years old, maybe 12 and some months, if you will, but... Yeah, freaked out. Freaked us out.
She's so cute. And she normally barks a lot. Like at my house, if she sees it, I dog sit and she sees anyone walk down the street.
Movement. If anybody were to open that door, she'd start barking just
to
like
protect
us. Do you
think I could get her if I tried to talk dog speak?
Like, no.
She just looked at me.
If she saw a dog on TV, if we put a dog on the TV, she'd bark at the TV. And if she doesn't, that's weird. If she doesn't bark, that's even more concerning.
Should we put a dog and see?
I would just to test out the theory.
I'd put one on my phone and see if she barks.
I don't want to stress her out because we're convinced she had a seizure this morning, yeah. like early this morning, like 3 o'clock this morning. But
she's right.
But yeah,
well,
she seems okay now.
I think we should play a song or two and Auntie Allie needs to go snuggle Hampton.
You want to give Hammy some loving?
She's becoming my emotional support animal at work and I'm loving it.
Say less, bro.
Can she come every day?
I mean, if she's allowed, maybe.
Oh, when she acts this perfect, she is. Hampton, you're the perfect dog ever. Oh, she lifted up her head. See, she's coming back.
She's a good dog.
She's coming back.
She's got me worried about it for no reason, bro.
No,
I'll tell you for real.
You had a good reason to be worried. She looks all right, though. All right. I'm going to go play with Hampton. Let's play a song. We're not going to talk about the football game. We're not.
We don't have to.
We're not going to at all. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. But we are going to talk about the Packers because even though we're out now and it's over.
Not that the season's over for y'all.
Not the season's over.
We can talk whatever we want to talk about.
I wanted to know if you guys have any idea why Lil Wayne is a Packers fan, because I knew he loved the Packers.
Yeah.
I knew he had, you know, done
Dropped green and
yellow
performed,
and
yeah.
all that. But I'd never heard the backstory as to why Lil Wayne loves the Packers until this weekend when I was on Instagram and I saw him talking about it. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So you guys listen to this. This is Lil Wayne talking about how he became a Packers fan.
How you originally got hooked on the Packers back in New Orleans days?
The Packers won the Super Bowl in the Superdome. My dad went to that game. He don't even watch sports, not let alone football.
Yeah.
He don't even watch sports like that, but he went to that game because New Orleans is so small, and if the Super Bowl hits somewhere small, you gotta go. If you're somebody, you
That's
gotta
facts.
Go. So he went to the game, he came home, the Packers won, he came home with all the winning stuff, the winning shirts, winning towels, winning cups. You know, we used those cups of them towels of them shirts for like 7 years, 8 years.
Sounds about right.
Brett Relatable.
On the cover of the Madden. I'm an only child, so I got all the homies gotta come by my house, and I make the rules when you play my game, so. When you ask me who I'm playing with, you already know who I'm playing with, the Super Bowl champions. And so I've been a Packer fan ever since.
There you go. So I thought that was a cool story.
The lore behind it, yeah.
Lil Wayne, and who can't relate to using some cup you got for free somewhere in your...
That's called promo 101, baby. That is marketing, baby. It worked.
I tell you, I have more cups with things written on them at this point than I don't, okay?
Yes.
It's cups I've gotten from other people.
Whoever designed the cups and them towels for that year is loving themselves because they are literally the reason why Lil Wayne is a Packers fan.
Yeah, because I was like, he didn't grow up here. And you see this with like the Cowboys.
He's from New Orleans.
People like Destiny, you know, one of our regulars, she likes the Cowboys.
Yep.
You know, it's like they have these cult followings. The Packers. Packers are like that too.
100%. Mm-hmm. There is Packer fans everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And it partly is because it's just such a historied, you know, program, such a historied professional sports team.
Yeah.
One of the oldest sports teams, especially when we're talking about football, between AFL, NFL, all the other L's that have mm-hmm. taken and come in and gone, right? When you think National Football League, the Packers are arguably one of the top dog teams yeah. when you think football. Well, I'll give y'all that.
I don't know how you guys decided who you love. If it was just like you grew up in Wisconsin, so you have to love the Packers. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people like that. They don't know anything different. They just bleed the green and yellow.
You were born into it.
I grew up where there was no team. So I grew up near St. Louis in Southern Illinois. That was our big city. Yeah. That was where we went to go to a big city and shop or whatever.
You could have been a Rams fan.
They didn't have the Rams.
True.
There was no football team in St. Louis until I left home. So the Rams didn't even exist.
Yeah.
They had the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Right? And we had the Blues, the hockey team.
Okay, yeah.
And that was
college.
It. We don't have any basketball. Think about it. So the only, I was a fan of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I didn't have a football team. My family up in Northern Illinois, like you, DZ.
It would have been Cardinals or Cubs.
They like the Bears and the Cubs and all that.
Yeah.
So all my Northern Illinois family liked the Bears. I was like, I don't know. I grew up 6 hours from Chicago. Just because I live in Illinois doesn't mean I can relate to anything Chicago.
100%.
I grew up in a rural area in Southern Illinois. Not even close.
And that's 90% of Illinois does not relate to Chicago.
100%.
You feel me?
So, that being said, I wasn't a fan of anything until I moved here, and then I became a Packers fan. It just kind of happened over time.
Natural.
I'm like, well, now I just love the Packers because I love this city. So, how do you become, how did you start rooting for your team is what I want to know.
It's just wild to me because it's like, had you lived in Green Bay, had you worked in Green Bay, had you spent time in Green Bay, for sure. But even living in Milwaukee, you could have cheered for so many other teams. Anyone,
even when I lived in Wausau and I was on the radio there, that was the first time I went to a Packer game. That was the first time I went to an NFL game ever.
Living in Wausau makes more sense why Packers would have been like gravitating. Yeah, gravitational.
Well, everybody is. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to them games. 100%.
I want to know how you became a fan of the team you're a fan of. Is it just because you grew up here?
Yeah.
I mean, you like the Bears because you grew up in Illinois.
I grew up there. That was the gear that I got gifted to me as a kid. When the games were on, those were the games that were on the network. So when you could watch TV, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a random fandom for you.
What?
I'm a Texas Longhorns fan.
What?
Right.
Isn't that college?
Yes. I'm a Texas Longhorns fan. I've got zero ties to anything Texas that would have made me a Longhorns fan, except for the fact that one year, one person, randomly, don't remember who, gifted me some generic Longhorns jersey. And I wore that jersey into
like
the ground.
This is like the Lil Wayne story where his dad went to the Super Bowl, brought home cups, and he became a Packer fan.
at the time, it was them Vince Young days. Anybody that knows sports like that, like Vince Young was a dog when he was playing college ball. I naturally gravitated because I saw myself in a lot of those athletes. And me being gifted a jersey from the Longhorns, I was like, well, naturally, I got to be a Longhorns fan for life. Don't care about Texas whatsoever. Don't
That's
care
so
about
funny.
The Longhorns in grandstand. But if you ask me what college team I will cheer for first between Michigan and the Longhorns, yeah, and it's only because I ever got gifted stuff by it.
You were given something. The phones are going crazy.
Yeah.
Pick up line one.
What's up?
I want to talk to you guys, and we're talking about how you became a fan of the team you're a fan of. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Carl and Indy.
Carl, good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Carl listens on the Odyssey app if you can, and Indy. And Carl, I watched your story on Instagram this morning, and I was dying laughing. He said, tell everyone what's happened. He loves the Bengals, which is his own little
crazy
thing. But anyway, Carl, explain what happened when you wear Bengals things out.
Well, so I became a Bengals fan when I lived in Indy, and I lived in when I lived in Indianapolis, there was the Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason the Bengals grew onto me.
I was
for
like,
some
aren't
reason
the Bengals from Cincinnati?
Yeah, it's an Ohio team. So how he ends up being a fan of one
but
team, not the other.
But here's the thing that really triggered me over the weekend.
This is so
and
funny.
It was something to do with the Bears, and the reason is because the Bengals logo is basically a bee with tiger stripes,
and it's orange, and it looks like the Bears logo
a little bit. If you don't know football,
if you glance quickly,
yes, you don't see that it's black and orange, not blue. Yeah.
So what happened when you wore your Bengals stuff out this weekend?
People said, "Go Bears," and I was like, "Forget you all."
You're like, this isn't a Bears hat, you dummies, because it has a B.
They didn't realize. They realized.
People don't even have the right team, man.
You was confusing them, man.
Well, Carl, I'm sorry that happened to you. Shame on those people. Go Packers and Bengals, I guess.
I guess.
Yes.
All right. Carl, love you. Talk to you
later. Love you both.
Later, man. Love, bro. Peace.
The phones are still going crazy. Let's go to line. We'll take four and see what they want to say. We're talking about how you became a fan of the team you're a fan of. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole from Sheboygan.
Oh,
hey, Nicole.
Hey.
You
must be a Packers fan from Sheboygan.
Right?
I am, and my husband is not.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's your husband cheer for?
Did you both grow up there?
He was born in Sheboygan, but grew up in Philadelphia area.
No,
so he's
don't
a
say
Philadelphia Eagles
he's
fan.
He's an Eagles fan?
He's an Eagles fan. So
it's almost as bad as being a Bears fan, DZ.
Almost. Almost.
Pretty much. So me being the supportive wife, I didn't say anything all season until Packers lost. You know, I always went ahead and said, go Eagles, go Eagles. Uh-huh.
You're so nice, I wouldn't have.
Nope.
And because of the Packers losing to the Bears, I went ahead and his team was playing yesterday. I listened to him, I said, you know what? I have shut my mouth all season. I am going to just go ahead and not say anything. And I went, looked at him, and I went, screw it. I hope your team loses.
He
goes, just because your team lost, I said, hey, if my team's not going to the Super Bowl,
yours
better
not
yours.
Either. If I'm not happy, nobody's happy. That's my kind of girl right there.
And lo and behold, karma came around and bit him, and neither of our teams are going to the Super Bowl.
I was
going to
say, look at what happened. Everybody's season's done now. You guys can both cheer for us.
And it's weird because he's got three other brothers and his parents. They're all Packer fans.
Really? Oh, so he's the oddball that went. And even though they lived,
he didn't want to be like them. Uh-huh. He wanted to be different.
He grew up that time frame where, you know, boys are going to go ahead and start, you know, watching football. And, yeah, it happened to be the Eagles. He lived in Lancaster,
enough about the Eagles. Nicole, I heard enough about the Eagles. Goodbye.
We're done. Fly, Eagles, fly out of here.
Bye,
Nicole. Love.
Somebody texted in and said, the majority of my life has been in the Milwaukee area, but from my elementary school years, I lived in Green Bay, and we were pretty much brainwashed to be Green Bay Packer fans.
It happens. It does happen. My dad tried to, literally brainwash me to be a Sox fan. That's why I became a Cubs fan. It's not because I love baseball. I don't care about baseball.
We're talking about how you became a fan of the team you're a fan of, and it all started when I saw Lil Wayne explaining over the weekend that he's a Packers fan because his dad got tickets to a Super Bowl when he was a kid in New Orleans and came home with all these cups and towels, and he was like, I guess I'm a Packers fan now.
Was it Brett Favre's first Super Bowl, bruh?
Yeah. And then somebody else texted in and said, I used to be a Dolphins fan just because I love dolphins.
Some people literally pick really the animal that they like the best.
We're going back to the phone. Screw it. We're going to go to, let's take line two. Why not?
Why not?
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Lindsay from Hartford.
Lindsay
in
Hartford.
Lindsay.
Well,
morning.
Good morning. I was just up in your neck of the woods. I even saw Cabela's really far, you
did
know.
You go in?
No, hell no. I drove right by, but I saw it. Anyway, Lindsay, are you a Packers fan? I should ask first.
I mean, duh.
I hope.
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
You're a Cowboy?
Here we go.
Bye,
why?
Lindsay. All right. Anyway. No,
why?
We don't need to know.
How did this happen? I want to know.
When I was little, I hated the Packers colors.
That's the dumbest reason that we picked our teams. I love this so
fashion
much.
Fashion is weird when you put green and yellow together. It does.
Speak for yourself. Right. Anyway, Lindsay, you
it's
were
gaudy.
Saying.
It's gaudy.
Oh, yeah, blue and white. How original. Woo, woo.
You got the silver. I mean.
Makes it worse. I mean, better.
You're lucky I love the Dallas Cowboys reality show on Netflix. You're lucky that that's a good show.
I don't know how you become a
Cowboys
fan.
I ended up marrying a Cowboys fan also.
Ew. I mean, yay.
Weird, right? But I divorced him, and I still love the Cowboys.
That's why.
The team drove them apart. It wasn't a marriage. It was the team.
Did you guys fight about football?
No.
No, good. They fought about other things.
Everything else but football. That's what kept them together that long.
All right, Lindsay. Yep. Well, thanks for sharing. You're a Cowboys fan because
she couldn't stand the colors of the Green Bay Packers.
That's really funny. This is I love that people are being so honest on how they became fans of the team. Somebody like the Dolphins? They're a Dolphins fan. All right, Lindsay. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Love you guys.
You too. Bye. Love you back. Bye.
All right, maybe one more because the texts are going crazy. Somebody said, my 7-year-old is a Packer fan because I am. I should save him and let him pick. a winning team. John in Germantown, go away.
You still feeling it this morning? I'm sorry, Poppy. I'm sorry.
Carly from Racine texted in. I used to like the Miami Dolphins because of Dan Marino and Ace Ventura. Pet Detective laces out. Yes, another one you would not know except for a movie.
And if you think, bro, like, for example, myself and other people born in another country,
yeah.
Sometimes you pick people that you see in your life, right? So when my dad said he was a Jordan fan, he didn't mean he liked the Bulls. That was just the only gear that was there at the time.
It's like how Giannis has made so many people Bucks fans.
Overseas, you see these guys and you go, wow, like they have this magnitude superstardom. Why are there so many Kobe fans in the world? Because he was a huge entity outside, right?
Dude,
people are Lakers fans because they love Kobe. People like the Bulls because of Jordan.
16-year-old nephew who lives in New York City, my sister's son,
yeah.
They get to go to Knicks games because my, you know, I talk about my rich sister and they get tickets, everything. So they go to Knicks games.
They go to games?
He still wants to come here to see Giannis play.
I'm telling you, bro.
He's like, can I come see the Bucks? I'm like, you sure can, my guy.
We've got a GOAT. We've got one of
arguably
like generational talents that you don't see like that. That will make you be a fan of that team. 100%.
We'll take one more call. Why not? We'll go to line one. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. Good morning. It's Brian from Calabama.
This guy.
Calabama. How's Caledonia doing this morning?
We doing all right. We doing all right. Suns up, guns up.
Yeah, so... that's such a Calabama.
That's Calabama.
Suns out, guns out. It's so you, Ryan. All right, Ryan. Anyway, so I gave DZ a Bears shirt. I don't know if you heard this on the show this morning because I found it.
Of course I did.
It was really cool that I found it in Spanish. I thought he'd be so, and he loved it. But I'm never buying a piece of Bears stuff again, just for the record.
You could have taken a picture and showed it to me and said, I refuse to buy it, but I almost did. And I would have been just as happy.
$4 because it's
never
the Bears.
Never even take a picture of it. My phone would burn.
Get out of here, Ryan. You're a fool.
Ryan, you're a Packer fan, obviously.
I'm a Packer fan. Yeah. I once upon a time wasn't a Packer fan.
What?
You switched
to the Colts because I liked the atmosphere there and the quarterback actually had some skill.
This is so you. Hey. You get so mad and you switch sides. Like, it's so you, Ryan. You get your feelings and you quit the team, man.
I was new team shopping last season, too, so I don't blame them.
Knock it off. You're not giving up the Bears.
We got to look at what we got here. I mean, to me, I view it as money-wise. Mm. You know, you getting sitting here paying millions of dollars to catch a football, or you getting millions of dollars to sit here and coach a team. Provide the skills that you back that number up then.
You got
to
catch the ball.
You ain't going to back it up.
You got to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Fair. I mean, you're getting all sportsy on me now, but I get the gist of what you're saying.
He's saying Green Bay felt like they were doing so bad. He was ready to trade. And honestly, that's how I felt about it. And here's the thing. If Milwaukee had a football team, we'd be having a different conversation. Because I'm not Chicago, right? That's just the team I've cheered for the longest for. If Milwaukee had football.
Well, then you came to Milwaukee and the team's not here, so there's a disconnect. I get it. It's in Green Bay.
If Milwaukee had football, oh, snap. It'd be a different conversation.
I mean, I've lived here 22 years. I am a Brewers fan. Like, the Cardinals, I don't even look at them when they come to town now. I act like I never saw them in my life. I look away like the ex you don't want to talk to anymore.
Can I say something that I don't want to say out loud?
What? It better not be about the Cubs.
Last time the Brewers was running it, bro, I low-key found myself cheering when they made a play. I'd go, hey, put them hands down. What's wrong with you? That's how much I don't genuinely care about the sports that I don't play and have ever played myself. So I'm going, I don't care, bro. Cheer for you want to cheer for.
Well, now, I forever will bleed blue and yellow for the Brewers. I will never, bleed any other colors or switch teams for baseball. Baseball's my sport.
Because you played baseball. That makes sense.
You better not switch from the Packers again because you got in your feelings, Ryan.
We might.
Ryan.
So emotional.
This quarterback needs some help. You need to learn how to hit a jersey.
Oh, awkward.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I cannot believe they're still all over each other. I thought that their love would have fizzled out by now. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ.
Are you talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
No, actually. I'm talking about Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet. Did you see them at the Golden Globes last night?
I did not.
Same, I didn't watch. Who watches award shows anymore? But you know what I did watch?
What?
The clips on Instagram after.
Yeah,
you better believe
fair
it.
Fair enough.
And I kept seeing these clips of Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet all over each other. They've been together for a hot minute now. It's not
have
like
they?
A new, I don't think it's new. It's been over a year easily.
I don't know how long they've been together, but to me, I guess that's still a new relationship. I don't know because I don't see them that often. So when I do see them, I'm like, oh yeah, they're dating. How long's it been? In my brain, I'm thinking they've been together like 6 months-ish, maybe?
Oh, no, it's longer.
Longer?
Than
that. Dang.
2023. Ooh. We're in the third year.
Dang.
So, okay, that's why I'm like, we've seen them at too many award shows to be new.
Sure.
Because we've gone through award seasons with them. So they were at the Golden Globes last night, and they are just still all over each other.
Good
and I mean
them.
I love it for them.
Good
like
for
I think
them.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me because usually after a while, even if that's your love language, that affectionate stuff wears off with most couples.
You tone it down
all
a little
the time.
Bit, you know.
They're like connected. Like I kind of like it when you watch them, you can see it's almost I was telling DZ this off the air. It's like they connect in order to block out everything around them.
Yeah.
So even though there's people asking for autographs and pictures, they're at a table in a busy room and it's almost like their coping mechanism is to be together and to check out. Because if sometimes with people, you forget other people are in the room. That's a powerful connection,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you get the blinders
yeah,
on, right?
It's
you
a got, good connection.
You got them horse goggles on or whatever
so
they are.
If that's what's going on with them, I love that
sure.
for them. But I don't
from
know.
An outside perspective, it seems like a little much,
that
right?
Too, like, you think it's almost overcompensating?
The too lovey-dovey, it's like, what? You don't have to prove it to anybody. Like, we know you're together, right? And maybe it's because me and my wife have never been that like, oh my God.
Well, my sister, remember when Penny got married? Well, no, you don't because we weren't doing mornings yet, but Penny got married and she would post these pictures. Yeah, she's listening on the Odyssey app. She kept posting all these pictures of them kissing. I'm like, enough with
enough.
The kissing.
Enough.
Penny.
We get it. You're in love.
Like, she does that all the time. I'm like, we get it.
Now,
dude.
I love, right? And show your love, whatever your love language is. But from that third perfect, it really is like, all right, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for sure, you guys. But you said something that really stood out to me. It could
what?
Be that's what they're using as like a leave us alone mechanism. Because otherwise, the second somebody sees that, oh, their attention is open, hey, can I talk to you? Hey, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
Hey, can I get an autograph? Hey, can I this? Hey. So
I
if
only
you're like,
brought it up because I've experienced it where I've been in a room and forgotten everyone else was there. And that kind of connection is so powerful because you can literally, any anxiety you have from socially, which they must have
they must
being
have.
Celebrities,
oh, yeah.
they have each other now. And that's that. They're kind of each other's safe place. It's cute.
I could see them using that as their safe place. that like moment of, hey, don't bother them. They're together. Because think about
and
it.
And then if they're kissing, you're not bugging them.
When you see people canoodled up, you're not going to go up to them and go, hey, real quick, let me. No, you're going to leave them alone.
Dude,
so what do they
them.
Do? You leave them alone. They're canoodling so much, so they're left alone.
We're on to you, Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, but we love your love.
Nobody.
I got to tell you who the winners were, though, because Kiss FM, we had some skin in the game. Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Golden.
We still play it every hour.
Yeah.
Best song.
It won best song?
Of course it won best original song, and then K-Pop Demon Hunters won best animated feature film.
All right.
I will say Timothée Chalamet did win for the movie that's out right now, Marty Supreme. I didn't know what it was about. I looked. It's about the guy that I think invented ping pong. I think that's who he's...
That's who he's playing?
It's
the
about
guy?
The guy that invented ping pong, I
Is
think.
This why he shaved his head? Yeah. Was it for this role?
Maybe, but he did win, so...
I know the internet was a little bothered with some of the wins, bro.
Why?
Because I don't know who won. I just know that Sinners didn't.
Well,
and people
I don't know what Sinners
bothered.
Is. What's Sinners?
Sinners was that Michael B. Jordan movie that took the world by storm. He played twin vampires, basically, right? And in a movie set back way back in, you know, old racial times, basically. And it was a very, very good film.
I gotta watch it.
Powerful, powerful film. All of the messages aside, I just thought it was a really well-done movie. I would have imagined that it was going to win at least something. Maybe not Best Picture, even though plenty of people said it could have been. But Ryan Coogler, amazing director. Michael B. Jordan, I mean, he's been around for a minute
now. Listen, I'm just thinking about Michael B. Jordan now. I'm not even thinking about anything else you said. That's all I'm
thinking about.
That's him.
Fine. That's
his
fine.
Body.
That's fine.
He's so hot.
I'm as most
Oh, my
people.
God. But I do want to see it. Sinners, it's called, huh?
Yeah, yeah, Sinners.
I got to see that. Tiana Taylor won for Best Supporting Actress. I'm looking at all the winners from the Golden Globes because the Golden Globes are like what kicks off the awards season, and they do both TV and movies, whereas the Oscars are just movies, right?
Yeah, the Grammys. Emmys,
the Grammys are music. The Emmys are TV,
yep.
But the Golden Globes does both TV and movies. It's the only one where they're together.
Where they coupled up.
And it gives you an idea of who's going to actually win.
In case anybody's wondering.
Okay, well, all we know is Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet still all over each other after 3 years. Cute. And congrats to all the winners, but not the one that didn't win, that should have won.
Congrats to all the winners, not Sinners.
Sorry, Best Picture, I didn't even tell you I don't know what it is. Hamnet.
Hamnet? The hell is that? Well, I guess I got to watch a new movie.
I'll be Googling while you ask me these questions I can't answer. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.